the change that's taking place, and you heard Tina talk about it. And one of the things I also wanted to remind you, we're getting close to the end of this particular one, but if you have to leave early, we understand, and you know, just quietly excuse yourself. But I hope and pray that you can stay. It takes us to the next phase. Phase four. Phase one was conflict with others. Phase two was a crisis with God. Phase three, commitment to change. Phase four is confession. I admit I am the problem. Not my husband, not my wife, not my friends, not my mom, not my dad, not the people that I followed in their footsteps. No, I am my own biggest problem. So that breakthrough steps comes in phase four, which is confession. And we talked about that last week. I admit openly and confess my faults to God and ask Him to examine me. Now this, as I said, was the breakthrough stage. Notice how it happened in Jacob's life. He was wrestling with God. Then the man, that's God, asking, "What's your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Now that's a very strange request. He was wrestling with this guy all night long in the middle of the night. Now God obviously knows Jacob's name. But he asked him, "What is your name?" We dealt with this in other people's lives, like Moses and others. Whenever God asks you a question, it's never for His benefit. It's just like good lawyers. Good lawyers always know the answers to questions that they ask people before. You know, that's a good lawyer. God already knows. It's like Moses. God said, "What's in your hand?" They already knew what was in Moses' hand. And when he asked Jacob, "What's your name?" He obviously knew his name. And the reason he asked this is he wanted Jacob to admit what he was. In ancient times, names were chosen and they had meanings. And even not too long in our recent past, you know, you got the name blacksmith is usually the family that were blacksmiths or different things like that. My last name is an unusual name in a way, Wright Stone. But my name wasn't always Wright Stone. It used to be Left Stone. And then I met Jesus Christ, who is the chief cornerstone. He changed my heart and gave me a new name, and I became the Wright Stone. Well, we know that's what happened also to this deceiver. He gave Jacob a new name. He named him Israel. So all of this in his life, Jacob had to live up to that. He deceived his dad. He deceived his father-in-law. He deceived his wife, his brothers. And by the way, I wonder if you were named after your character, what you would be. My character would probably be manipulator. Maybe that would be the name for me. You could go on. Gossip. Angry. Oh, temper. There's a lot of things. But there goes Grady. You probably would be better to be named something that you are today rather than what you were that somebody might have tugged you with. Now here's the cool thing. When Jacob says, "I'm a manipulator," God's not shocked. Like saying, "Oh, you're kidding me, Jacob. You really are a manipulator? You mean I'm fighting with a manipulator? How did I miss that?" Even stuff you don't know about yourself, and even still, God loves you. The point's this: lasting change starts with humbleness. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Brokenness, honesty. So when I stop making an excuse and stop blaming others, I stop realizing that I am not God and that I need help. And I admit, I am the problem. Not God, I am the problem. So how does God respond to our brokenness? The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, Scripture says, and saves those who are crushed in spirit. And that's phase five, conversion. Number five on your outline is conversion. Now, in conversion, you get a new identity. God picks up the pieces and replaces the pieces with peace. I move from conflict with others to crisis, to a commitment to God, and I'm going to change, and then God helps me put this new identity together. Now, I love God's response to Jacob's brokenness and confession. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 32, and this is the fifth step that we're looking at today, it says, "Then the man said, 'Your name will no longer be Jacob. I'm changing it.'" We're getting here to the confession stage. "Your name will be Israel." Never heard of that guy? This guy is the nation that the nation of Israel is named after. The scoundrel, the crook, the deceiver. "Your name will no longer be Jacob. It's going to be Israel." Jacob by this time had 12 sons, and they became the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he blessed them, and Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw the face of God." So what happened in phase 5 of his life? Because when you get to the conversion stage, the recovery stage starts to come in. The first thing Jacob gets is a new identity. God says, "You're called a manipulator, a schemer, a cheater, and your name is Crook. But you know what, Jacob? I'm giving you a new name. Because you have been forgiven, and you have wrestled with me, and you have changed." And I want to ask Travis if he would come a little bit and share also. One of the things that this whole program with the Celebrate Recovery and a lot of the material that I use comes from that Celebrate Recovery process. But also, we talk about a mass, and we talk about some of the, and I mentioned earlier in this series about small groups and accountability partners, and that's really what a mass is all about. It's a place you can go to develop new friends in the Lord, and it's also to help the church leaders become the best kind of church leaders that they can be in sharing the gospel. Travis?
Thank you.